The government says the new measure will save $1.3 billion over the next 4 years. But community groups are saying it'll come at a great cost. Mary Patetsis is the chair of FECA, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia. She's told SBS the move is unfair on new migrants.
We believe that it's disappointing to focus on a fairly vulnerable group, just as they're trying to make the best of settling in a new country. I think it makes it even harder to totally engage with what they need to do, which is to get jobs, establish a home, get their kids into school.
The extended waiting time will apply to paid parental leave, the carer's allowance and the family tax benefit. Ms. Patetsis says migrants have always needed help to establish themselves in housing and employment. She says women and families will be hit hardest by the extended waiting time.
Paid parental leave is really critical for young families, and I think for those families that are form up from scratch, I think this is particularly difficult, expecting them to wait an extra year before they are able to access paid parenting leave.
But Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is adamant it's the right move. He's told Sky News the government doesn't want migrants on welfare payments as soon as they arrive.
You know, overwhelmingly, I mean, our migration program these days is very much focused on attracting skilled migrants who are coming here to work and contribute to the economy, not to access welfare payments from day one. I hasten to add a range of categories of migrants or potential migrants are exempted. For example, those humanitarian refugees.
Mr. Cormann's comments come as human rights groups continue to protest the government's treatment of hundreds of refugees in Papua New Guinea. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says the government should look at offshore detention centres for a money-saving alternative.
If the government wants to look for money, why not close those camps and show that you're genuinely committed to an inclusive Australia? And save billions of dollars in the process, rather than seeking to target newly arrived migrants now who need that support.
FECA say they're worried about the long-term effects the new laws will bring. Ms. Patetsa says the budget savings aren't worth the impact some migrants may feel.
It's hard for migrants to settle in a country, and for a relatively modest government budget saving, we're impacting on those that are really trying to establish a home. So we would really appeal to the government to rethink this measure.